She claimed she was kidnapped, said she was held at gunpoint, tied up, and left for dead. Police launched a massive search. Helicopters flew. K-9 units scoured the area. Everyone feared the worst. But then, Chloe Stein walked back into town with a story that instantly raised eyebrows. What really happened? Today, we're diving into the wild, bizarre case of Chloe Stein, a story that shocked a small Pennsylvania town and left the internet speechless. On May 1st, 23-year-old Chloe Stein was living in Gannett, Pennsylvania, and working at a local Sonic restaurant. In the eyes of her friends and family, Chloe was a student at Penn State Greater Allegheny University and was preparing to graduate with a degree in nursing. Except, she wasn't. And the fact that she wasn't is the reason why Pennsylvania authorities believe she did what she did. It's currently unknown whether this was something she had premeditated or if it was a spur-of-the-moment decision. Either way, it was a really bad one. It all started with a text message to her boyfriend. On Monday, May 1st, Chloe sent a text message to her boyfriend around 11 p.m., claiming she had just been pulled over. She had worked a shift at Sonic that evening, so it wasn't unusual for her to be out driving late at night. The exact text hasn't been released, but it's assumed it was probably short and not very detailed. After that message, her boyfriend didn't hear from her again. Something that still isn't clear is whether Chloe and her boyfriend lived together or if they were supposed to see each other later that night. Based on the timeline, it seems likely they weren't planning to meet up because it wasn't until the next day, May 2nd, that he and two other friends contacted the police to report Chloe missing. What made them act was finding her car abandoned on the side of the road the next morning. The vehicle was located only a mile away from the Sonic where she worked and was facing in the direction of her home. Of course, this is just speculation, but if her boyfriend had expected to see her that night and she hadn't shown up, it's likely he would have called the police sooner. Once Chloe was reported missing, police jumped into action right away. Search teams were dispatched, along with K-9 units and even a helicopter, all looking for clues. As far as investigators could tell, Chloe had left her job at Sonic around 10:35 p.m., drove a coworker home, and then planned to return to the restaurant to pick something up.
We're following breaking news at 6, the search for a young woman who disappeared while on her way home from work.
The last anyone heard, Chloe Stein said she was getting pulled over by police. KDK's Jennifer Barrasso joining us now live in Greensburg, where investigators have located her vehicle. Jen, what's the latest?
That's right. So spokesperson for state police tells me that he will be arriving at the barracks soon to update reporters on the latest on this missing person search. 23 years old, that is Chloe Stein's age. She was set to graduate from Penn State Greater Allegheny this weekend. Her mother is desperate for answers. She tells me that Chloe's boyfriend was the last person to communicate with her via text, and it was her boyfriend and two friends who found Chloe's car earlier today, not far from where she worked. Now, here's the timeline that we know. Just after 10 p.m. last night, Chloe's mom tells me her daughter finished working at the Sonic in Hempfield Township. She drove a coworker home and returned back to the Sonic. State police say Chloe was last seen leaving there at 10:30, and about 10 minutes later, her boyfriend Nick, her mom tells me, said he got a text message from Chloe saying she got pulled over by police. Now, Chloe never made it home to Gannett, and that's when her mom, family, and friends started looking for her.
As you can imagine, Chloe's poor mother, Suzanne, was totally freaked out. She didn't know where her daughter was. Obviously, in that kind of situation, your mind just starts running with all the possibilities. You're desperate for help and just want to find out where your loved one is and get them back safely. All Susan knew was that Chloe was missing and that her last text message to her boyfriend mentioned being pulled over. So, she immediately started contacting local police stations to see if there was any report of this actually happening. But there were no reports of Chloe being pulled over. I imagine that is when the red flags really started to go up and when people began to suspect that this disappearance might not be what they originally thought it was.
And we just started calling police stations saying, like, did somebody pull her over? This is her license plate number. Has anybody pulled, you know, anybody in that description over? And nothing. I don't know if it was, like, she truly was pulled over by a police officer or not. We don't know because we don't have confirmation that she was issued a citation, a warning, anything like that. Within a matter of 30 minutes, her boyfriend had said he and his friends were out, and they had found her car.
When police searched Chloe's car, they noticed that her cell phone had been left inside, but her wallet and any form of identification were missing. Now, obviously, this could suggest that something terrible had happened. But besides her phone being left behind, there were no other signs of foul play. Still, that didn't stop police from launching a full-scale search. Canine units were deployed, and even a helicopter was brought in to help look for Chloe. It's also important to note that May 2nd, the day the search took place, was not a good day weather-wise. Flying conditions were dangerous, but the pilot went up anyway because authorities believed Chloe was genuinely in danger. But the search for Chloe Stein came to an unexpected end later that same evening, when she suddenly reappeared, showing up at a neighbor's house claiming that her kidnapper had let her go. Around 8 p.m., a tip was called in saying that Chloe had returned. She was immediately taken to the police station to give her statement. However, her sudden reappearance made police even more suspicious of her story. According to Chloe, she had been driving home from work when she believed she was being pulled over. It's unclear whether she claimed the person who stopped her was a real police officer or someone pretending to be one, but either way, the story was false. She told officers that she had been held at gunpoint, abducted, assaulted, bound, and then, for some unexplained reason, released. Obviously, this already sounded far-fetched, and the police agreed. They told her straight out that her story didn't make sense. And almost immediately, Chloe folded and admitted that she had staged the entire thing. Naturally, the big question on everyone's mind was, why would someone do this? Even though she didn't get far with the lie, why would she put her family, friends, and boyfriend through those agonizing hours of fear and confusion? Why would she waste so many police resources? Well, right now it's believed that Chloe Stein faked her own kidnapping because she didn't want to admit to her loved ones that she wasn't graduating from Penn State Greater Allegheny. In fact, she hadn't been enrolled in classes for over a year. Police were able to determine her motive after receiving an anonymous tip from someone who said Chloe was not actually a student, despite what she had been telling everyone.
Put through hours of fear, believing their daughter had gone missing, only to learn she allegedly faked her own kidnapping. That young woman is now facing charges. Shelley Bortz joins us from Greensburg with what police are saying about the investigation. Shelley.
Well, Ken, police here say they believe Stein, in her mind, thought she had no other choice. Her inner circle of family and friends, they say, were planning on celebrating a momentous occasion in Stein's life in just a couple days. But only Stein knew that wouldn't happen.
So, immediately, authorities had to hold a press conference to inform the public that the alert they had received about a missing and endangered person was not real. They also had to clarify that there wasn't a police officer, or someone pretending to be one, out on the streets abducting people. It was all made up by Chloe. Now, because all of this unfolded within a single day, some people doubted whether there was ever widespread concern that a real officer was involved in kidnappings. If anything, most of the speculation focused on the possibility that someone could have been posing as an officer, which does happen sometimes. Fortunately, in this case, it was all fake and was cleared up very quickly.
Now, the positive outcome is she's alive, and that is definitely the most and best outcome that could have happened. The decisions that were made, I think, are pretty rotten, and those decisions are also against the law. She was relieved after being held at gunpoint and semi-assaulted, we'll call it, and bound. So, yes, then she was released and dropped off in near an alleyway near her home, which, of course, that's what somebody would do. The situation at college was a driving force, probably the number one driving force for the whole scenario.
Stein has retained defense attorney Phil DeLisenti. In a statement to KDKA, he says, "My client and her family are grateful for the support and kindness of all concerning recent events. And to that end, respectfully requests privacy at this time."
Chloe was arrested after making her confession, and she was officially charged with making a false alarm to an agency of public safety, filing a false report, obstructing the administration of law, and disorderly conduct. Police believe that after sending the text message to her boyfriend and abandoning her car, Chloe walked about 3 miles to a friend's house and hid out in their garage until she decided to reappear. At this point, It's unclear if anyone assisted her or knew what she was planning. That part of the case has not yet been confirmed. However, police have announced that they possess both video and cellular evidence proving that Chloe lied, and that evidence will be used in the case against her. Chloe was arraigned on May 3rd, but was released from the Westmoreland County Prison on a $25,000 bond.
The woman charged with faking her own disappearance is free on bond. Chloe Stein of Jeanette was released this morning. Jennifer Barrasso is live at the State Police Barracks in Greensburg with the latest on this unusual story. Jen.
That's exactly right, Ken. So Chloe Stein didn't talk when she was released from jail. Her attorney, Phil DeLicente, isn't commenting about the case, but the people in the community have a lot of opinions, some feeling sorry for her, some say she made bad decisions, and some punishment must happen.
There has to be something wrong up here in order to go through all that.
Everyone highly doubts that she will plead not guilty, since she literally confessed. However, it's still possible. Now, to say that people in the community are upset would be an understatement. People are angry, and rightfully so. The way she wasted everyone's emotional energy is just flat-out manipulative, if not psychotic. And that's not even mentioning all the resources she drained. Police truly pulled out all the stops for her.
She wasted, you know, everybody's resources, you know, police, rescue teams. I think she needs jail time, maybe some therapy.
Well, a lot of people were put at risk, and it's just unfortunate. I think that any time the state police and local police put those efforts forth for something that's really unfounded, there should be some repercussions for that.
On that note, police have said they plan to total up all the costs involved in the search for Chloe and present that amount to the district attorney to seek retribution. Many people in the community believe Chloe should face prison time, not just to teach her a lesson, but to set an example that this kind of behavior is unacceptable. The message they want to send is clear. If you do something like this, there will be serious consequences. Even though no one was physically harmed and the situation didn't last long, a significant amount of resources were wasted, and emotional trauma is very real. People feel that financial retribution should be just the beginning of what Chloe should be held responsible for. She's an adult. She made this decision, and now she has to face the consequences. But I'm curious, what do you think should happen? Do you think paying the money back is enough? Do you think prison time would be too harsh of a punishment? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you'll come back next week for more true crime tales. Until then, stay safe and look out for one another.